Good morning. You listen to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Harr. This morning, my guest is T.M. Knuckles, the president of the Dixie Group. T.M., how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. I hope you are.
I am. It's been a while. Last time we talked face-to-face was at Surfaces, so I'd like to catch up with you on a few things. But we're talking today about Fabrica and the fact that it's celebrating its golden anniversary, its 50th anniversary. We'll get back to that in just a minute. First, tell us, how's business now?
Well, you know, market conditions are tough, Kemp. Not robust, certainly. It's actually going on a couple of years now since interest rates started going up and market conditions in residential really softened. 2023 was certainly a tough year. The industry was down significantly. We held our own and then some. I feel good about what we did in 2023. And early 24, it's been more of the same. Tough business conditions, but we're doing pretty well. We're holding our own. We're down low single digit. First quarter numbers came out not too long ago. And we're certainly waiting for the tailwinds and better conditions to come. But in the meantime, we're continuing to try to do the right things and wait for better days.
Well, one thing for sure about Dixie, especially on the carpet side, is you play in the better and good business. And some of the markets that are doing well are the luxe markets. So that's been one area of performance for you, hasn't it?
That has. And I think the upper end has performed better than the market in general. And I think that's been an ongoing trend for a fairly long time now. We've certainly benefited from that. And we're happy to be playing in that upper end of the market, especially in times like this.
You know, on this story of Fabrica, we did an article in the January issue of Floor Focus this year. I refer people back to that. But I wanted to catch up with you in this forum and ask you to catch us up on the essence of celebrating this 50th birthday with Fabrica.
Absolutely. You know, April the 19th, a little over a month ago, was the 50th birthday of Fabrica. And 50 years ago, Fabrica was founded with one objective, and that was to create a high-end carpet mill that was truly differentiated in the market. And our mantra, Fabrica's mantra, quickly became quality without compromise. And, you know, we've done our best to try to remain true to that throughout that 50-year period. Obviously, we play primarily in carpet, and I would say nylon carpet is our primary offering. And today it represents about two-thirds of the business in Fabrica. But our design, our styling, constructions, you know, we feel like are unmatched in the industry. We have a broad offering, beautiful cut piles, patterns, loops, you know, really everything. But we really try to create a collection of product that offer looks and colors like no one else does. And we certainly do the best we can to try to live up to that history. And we try to keep that going forward.
You know, one of the cool parts about Fabrica is it's not just a brand that's been bought and sold and bought and sold. I mean, it's actually a location. It's a mill. It's a place where 300 employees come to work every day. And they create the finest carpet you can buy, right?
That's absolutely true, Kemp. You know, Fabrica was started in Santa Ana, California. And to this day, we still manufacture Fabrica carpet in Santa Ana, California. And we do it the same way with, quite honestly, a number of the same people. It's really interesting. We have a great workforce out there at our Susan Street facility. We've been in business, you know, 50 years with Fabrica. A significant number of our employees out there have been there over half that time, over 25 of the 50 years. They've been doing that job out there manufacturing Fabrica carpet. And, you know, we've been blessed to have a great workforce out there to keep us going and keep making the best carpet in the industry.
So it's back dyed, a lot of it is, and it's all nylon, maybe some wool. And I understand that they kind of pioneered the use of LCL and softer yarns, right?
Well, I think, Kemp, that innovation and Fabrica go hand in hand. We have continued to invest in innovation throughout the history of the Fabrica brand, whether it's unique yarn combinations to tufting technology, like you mentioned, LCL tufting. It's gone certainly well beyond LCL to this point. We've always tried to use innovation and innovative manufacturing ways to create products that really set our products apart. We try to design and manufacture products with Fabrica that others either can't make or don't want them. You mentioned Beck dye. We still use the Beck dye process on our Fabrica products because we know it's the best process for quality and color consistency. And it just goes back to that innovation foundation, which is it's intrinsic to what we do at Fabrica. And instead of looking at how difficult a product is to make, we try to look for how beautiful a product can we make and can we deliver for our customers. It can be challenging, certainly, at times, but it's a lot of fun when the end product really represents what we want it to with Fabrica.
So if you look at the Dixie Group, you've got obviously Dixie Home and you've got Maslin and you've got Fabrica. So tell us, which one is your fastest growing brand?
Well, most people would probably say, well, it must be Dixie Home, because that's the newest one and it's lower price points, even though we're not low end, sort of middle of the market and up. But interestingly enough, whether you look at the past 3 years, 3 or 4 years since COVID, or whether you look at the past 10 years, Fabrica has been our top growth division. Fabrica's grown about 60% over the past 10 years, and all of our divisions have grown, which is great. None of the other two have grown as much as Fabrica have over the past 4 or 10 years. So we're really seeing some strong growth there in our highest end brand, which is great.
One thing that some people might not know is that if you're looking for carpet for an expensive boat, then the broker is going to flip open a Fabrica carpet book. You have several upper end niches that Fabrica just shines in, right?
We do. We're active in the coach business. We're active in the yacht business, as you mentioned, just a lot of high-end niches. We have a lot of interior designers that love to use Fabrica products. So we've been able to find some niches. And, you know, there's some key factors, I think. And one of them I mentioned was innovation. You know, there's a couple of other internal factors. And then I think there's an external factor I'll speak to as well. But from a people standpoint, I mentioned our manufacturing team, which is excellent. Out in Orange County. We have a fantastic sales team as well. They are well-versed in high-end retail and designer segments. They have great relationships. They understand the intricate details of the products that they sell, including, you know, what makes them different from other manufacturers. And they do a great job romancing the product and really showcasing product and finding the right customers out there in the marketplace. So we have a lot of experience. They certainly have a lot of love for the Fabrica brand. Blessed with people, blessed with innovation. Customer focus is a significant part of the Fabrica mindset. We understand the value our customers have for the Fabrica brand. We're not found in every dealer in the market, and we really try to position ourselves with the right accounts who can support a very high-end brand and high-end product offering. There's a level of selectiveness with Fabrica. And we look at this as a two-way street. We protect our customers who support us, and we expect the customers who we protect, we expect them to support us. So we found the right combination there, I think, when it comes to identifying customers and applying the right level of customer focus there. The last thing I think that has allowed Fabrica to be as successful as it has over the past decade really has been that market shift. You know, we've seen the market shift toward hard surfaces, which I believe has brought more and more customers becoming open to a product line like Fabrica. You know, first their thought process on carpet is now on a room by room basis for the most part. And they want something really nice to complement the hard surfaces running through most of the home. Also, the price points of hard surface have opened up more opportunities for high end carpet in general. Installed cost of a typical hard surface floor is in line with a lot of Fabrica carpet styles. So more and more customers are looking for something really nice and really pretty, and they're willing to spend the money for it. So it's a really good fit for Fabrica. And I think that market shift, I think, has played a key role in what we've been able to do with the Fabrica brand.
All right. So you're going to be celebrating this birthday the rest of this year. And if people want to see a little bit more about Fabrica, you actually own the URL, Fabrica.com, so they can go there and take a look.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Fabrica.com, we've got all our products showcased on there. We're going to be celebrating throughout this year. We've done some events at the Susan Street facility there in Santa Ana. We've got some special incentives running throughout the year on Fabrica products. We've got some design contests that are going on right now. So we're really trying to capitalize on the 50th anniversary and keep it in front of customers and the industry in general. You know, you turn 50 once, and we certainly want to make the most of it. Proud of the Fabrica brand, and we're certainly proud of the beautiful products that we bring to the market.
All right, TM, thanks for spending time with us and our listeners and talking about Fabrica quality without compromise. We've been talking to TM Knuckles, the president of the Dixie Group, and you've been listening to Kempar. And FloridaAlley.net.